Campbell Kilgore here from Mount Red Velvet. I was going through, and I got to point number three in the last segment of the last hour, talking about the 10-point plan that Ron Clance and the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine has. Mount Red Velvet has actually a very big role to play in this anti-aging. I'll give you a proposal. When we talk about the issue of trying to fix the economy of the world, it's the velocity of credit and the velocity of money. And when you get things like the Glass-Steagall bill in and you get rid of Dodd-Frank and you have we call fair trade so that you balance things like border taxes and a fixed currency exchange, say, with the dollar, with countries like New Zealand, like your country, it makes trade easier because then you don't have barriers. Well, the same thing goes with health. I just recently, I don't only do review QRMA and metapathia tests, but I just recently got tests from one gentleman, Paul is his name, who 8 years ago waited to heart failure. He had in the past been working in the military and so on, exposed to a lot of toxins. And then 2 years ago plus, he got a dentist to not a biological dentist, but a dentist to rip all his mercury amalgams out. And of course he dumped and his heart failure went considerably worse. Now he started listening to the program a while ago. It sometimes takes people time because they, let's put it this way. I'm going to be a little honest here. I'm a hard person to listen to. I talk fast. People think because I have such a vast knowledge that I'm an arrogant SOB. Or that, quote, I know more than their doctor, and that offends them. The fact is that I admit to all that, okay? But they have to understand that I'm open to be taught by anybody, and I'm like a child, okay? That's why when Ann Morrison mentioned a few weeks ago how you can sterilize food by just simply putting in liquid nitrogen, I thought, well, I could do that with Mount Red Velvet. Now, you got to look at the world like a child. If you're going to heal like a fetus, you got to create fetal circumstances, right, Campbell?
So, absolutely.
We look at fetal circumstances, and I've asked these questions, and I went back to the literature, and I'm amazed that very few scientists have actually asked these questions. I did dig up a little bit of literature over the last, say, 50 years, but most people haven't looked at the placenta as a generator of biomolecules for building fetuses. It is. There's a lot of biomolecules present that the placenta generates, which, by the way, is part of the genetics, your human genetics. Remember now, when you're born, the placenta dies, which is part of your genetics. In other words, the part of the human genome is to actually make a placenta. Isn't that interesting? Now, the placenta generates biomolecules that are the same in Mount Red Velvet, 396 biomolecules, 6 growth hormones, including IGF-1 and other hormones. And if you don't have these building blocks, it doesn't matter what your organic diet is, there's nothing in human metabolism to generate these molecules. Now, if they're not present, even if you have 2 to 5% healthy stem cells, which if you're 82 years of age are the same health and genetic purity as if you're a newborn. Now, the big question, and I ask this, if you ask like a child, like, Mommy, and you pull on Mommy's shirt, why did Grandpa die? Well, Grandpa died because he was old. But, and then the little kid is, smarter than average. He said, well, if Grandpa's stem cells were just as healthy as mine, why did Grandpa die? Did Grandpa have to die? And the answer is no. And the reason why, even if we just talk about life extension, like Dr. Nesterov doing research in Russia at the Russian Academy of Sciences on quantum physiology, how, in a sense, your body is an informational body based on harmonic resonance, and that's how you can use Fourier analysis of the data for the metapathy or QRMA and actually compare it to a database to see how people's physiology is. In other words, you're an informational being. And then when you look at Dr. Kavinsov, from the St. Petersburg Russian Academy of Sciences, it was commissioned by the Russian government. The research to find out why military people were exposed to low-level radiation, electromagnetic pollution, and so on, had accelerated aging. And he discovered that there was a ratio of specific proteins or peptides, that were triggering off different organ degenerations. And if you provide the right peptides, you can extend human lifespan to its, quote, potential. In other words, and they were looking at potential like of 120 years, but people were dying at 70 minus or years minus. Now, we have these peptides available, but if you don't have the building blocks to work with the peptides and you don't reproduce the circumstances of a fetus in utero, which is, again, the uterus is 1.2 atmospheres, so it's like a mild hyperbaric chamber. It's getting biomolecules from the placenta, which is like Mount Red Velvet. It's got a stable environment that's alkaline. It's not acid. And their pH is buffered. So a baby, that's why even if you do surgery on a baby in utero through a little, keyhole surgery through the amniotic sac, you don't even get scars. You can have an emphyseal where the guts are outside and put it there, or you need to do heart surgery And if you do the surgery through microcatheters, and that baby survives the surgery, which is very possible because they've got a, you know, basically an ECMO or heart-lung bypass machine, which is a placenta, supplying them with oxygen, then you basically are not even going to see a scar. Now, we're working toward this goal of zero human senescence. Now, it doesn't mean you're going to live forever because it's a dangerous world. They calculate out actuarially that the average person living in our current modern world would live 475 years. Many people would still die at 3 and 5 years of age from accidents and stupid things and major illnesses like, let's say, a super pandemic or a meteor shower, God knows what. But the fact is that human lifespan, only one person in 10,000 would live to be 10,000 years old. Now, if you make a less violent world, a world more stable economically and militarily and environmentally and non-toxically, and you don't have super pathogens emerging, which you have like H7N9, you're going to live a long time. Now, if you just change the world economy and say, look, I'm going to add 40 years of healthy lifespan to the population, do you know what that would do to the world economy and the world philosophy and religions and peace on Earth? The biggest steps that we have on Earth is a healthy, vigorous, and wise elderly population that are respected and also can compete with the younger population. If great-great-grandpa living at 140 can beat somebody else that's 25 years of age in a race or beat somebody else at chess at 60, that's going to change the world, isn't it? So, Campbell, you can change the world today by just starting Mountain Red Velvet. I take it every day. In fact, I have a bottle pretty well everywhere I go. I go, oh, there's a few pills. And we're working on trying to create a little tweak on the pill so that we'll actually just have a delayed release. So some of the molecules will get to the terminal ileum, so they'll form a micelle and you'll absorb it. You can do that now by just opening the capsule, putting it under your tongue. But why delay? I mean, no one's older than a seven-year-old, as I said over and over again. I try to use these analogies to get through to people that you're not you. You're a cloned version of a previous you with memories and a few stray neurons that remember these things. But the you, like say, the you of me at 65 is not the same you of me at 58 or at 51. That's two yous ago or me's ago, right? So people need to understand you have replaced those cells, those organs, those tissues, that hair, that skin, those eyeballs. They're completely new. Now, if you clone correctly and you heal the tissues, you can express your genetics and you can have healthier eyes, healthier brain, healthier heart muscle, healthier blood vessels, healthier bones, than the previous you that's a mess. And I honestly think that aging is a bidirectional process. I'm sure lots of people who take Mountain Red Velvet will tell you that, whether they're mixed martial artists, and I know you have some that we've talked about before,
we do, yeah.
Or we have seniors that have had ankylosing spondylitis like your father-in-law, who's out there tending the boys, and he's better probably at his age than he was 25 years ago where he was suffering with spinal arthritis.
Well,
so
the idea are
locked into a health paradigm that's horrifying and you got to take disease-modifying drugs. People need to get with the program. Their doctor is mistrained to not look at what the biology of health and disease is and how to intervene by supplying the needs for the body so the body, just like the Field of Dreams, you know, movie, if you build it, they will come. And I would like to say, if you take the Mountain Red Velvet, the stem cells will come and build a new you.
That's right. And I think over the, you know, we're almost talking here about two decades. So I know when we started this journey, we sat down and there was an overwhelming response, positive response from what we were going to do, because we were going to take a material that was well understood in traditional medicine in terms of maybe Chinese or Korean and modernize it, but bring it to the point where it could be included in a Western diet that is easy to take and is affordable, is accessible. But we needed to make sure in terms of that transition that we didn't lose anything in the process, because there was a great deal of concern that we knew from the beginning that velvet was an incredibly complicated set of natural compounds, and some of those are very fragile. So what we needed to make sure was in terms of in the production process that we held on to that energy, if you like, in terms of Mountain Red, and let's call it that incredible energy that exists within this product. So we worked on two very simple premises. Don't take anything out, and equally, don't put anything harmful back in its place.
Right.
And we don't do that. We started from day one, and we went to our manufacturers, and we said, this is what we want to do, and they said, can't be done. you'll need to put some of this in, need to put some of that in. And we said, no, we don't want to. What we want to be able to do is make sure that when the finished product is there and the consumer or the customer opens that bottle and looks at that capsule, that they know absolutely what's in there. And they do. It is 100% natural mountain red deer velvet. There is nothing else in that capsule. We don't put fillers.
You know what's funny when you compare yours with other competitors? Theirs looks like gray or white or whatever. I'm thinking, I know, I can visualize in my mind because I've got a pretty vivid imagination that somebody almost like there is shaving off the red velvet fuzz off the antlers to put in a bottle, and that's it. There's nothing done to it to screw it up, to anneal it, to change the proteins, to do anything weird. It's just the velvet. There's not bone in there. Yeah. There's not other garbage or blood or whatever. It's just the fuzz on the antlers.
And the interesting thing, Dr. Bill, is, and it's maybe partly due to success, the old story goes that if you're successful, somebody will come along and try and copy you. And we have, in the period of this, you know, two decades, we've seen many people come along and they've looked and they've said, right, we'll take a bit of that. We'll copy a bit of this. We will try and make it look the same and act the same as Mountain Red. And you're dead right. What you can do is you look at that capsule, and if you're sitting there and you see you've got a capsule in your hand and it's not Mountain Red, the color will be different. It won't be as rich. It won't be as vibrant. And that's because they're using possibly substandard material. They're mixing it with something. They've got other things in those capsules. There's no need for any of that. Let's be honest with what we do. And that is, the mantra of Mountain Red. We want our product to be as close to the starting material, which is a natural biological material that grows down in this part of the world on these incredible majestic animals. So why change it? We know that these are the only animals in the world that every single year go through this incredible process of regeneration of biological bone material. So we're harnessing that power. We're not changing it. We're not destroying it. We're not taking away from it. And we're putting it into that capsule. So when people take Mountain Red, they begin to immediately feel that energy. And we have many, many reports of people who maybe a little bit skeptical, like, oh, look, deer velvet, that was sold in the 70s for sexual enhancement and it got nowhere. That was right. That was the story. And we said, well, hang on. Let's go back and let's look at first principles. How do we make this product the best in the world? And we believe that's what we've got.
Right.
We've got so many people who've come along and said, I was skeptical. I was taking it for a joint condition. I was taking it for whatever condition. And suddenly they come back and they say, I feel fantastic. I've got that energy again. I've got that get up and go. I think I told you last week, Dr. Bill, the story. Gentleman working on our farm here. He's young. He's fit. He's healthy. We gave him a bottle of Mountain Red and said, look, go and try that and just see if it makes any difference. And his wife called us on the weekend. She got hold of our text number. She texted Karen and said, look, my husband's run out. I really want to get some. I don't want him to stop, because he is so good on your product. And we struck a deal and we got him some product that weekend. So there's somebody who is actually really healthy and yet feels even better, even more revived, even more rejuvenated when they take Mountain Red Deer.
Yeah, in other words, it should be something preventive. And this is one of the things I think should be incorporated in healthcare. We should have if you want to call it an epigenetic, you know, it's like investing in infrastructure in the nation or tool and die and other things to actually create products. Mm-hmm. If you don't invest in your body to rebuild it, you're going to pay for the fact that the infrastructure is going to break down. Poor vessels, break down blood in your circulation to your brain, break down your matrix of type collagen that holds your bones together, break down in your eyes, and the retina lifts off because you get bumped on the head because you don't have strong bonding. You know, people don't understand that the infrastructure body is dependent on a maintenance program. And if you're doing maintenance every day, like one of the things, I'll give you an example of one of my, I've got, you know, my Imagineering, like Disney talks about. This is a burn unit, because I worked in the burn unit back in the late 80s in Georgia. And in my burn unit, what would happen is the entire burn unit would be mild hyperbaric. So it would be 1.3 atmospheres. You can come to an airlock. Just like, by the way, the Minnesota football stadium was hyperbaric, believe it or not. It was like a 1.2 or 1.3 atmospheres. So, number one, you'd have a version of Mount Red Velvet that would be put through liquid nitrogen, so it would kill off the pathogens, and would be ground down to the point where it's so fine you can form liposomes, and you could spray it on the areas of their burn along with drawing some of their bone marrow or their skin cells and actually multiplying the skin cells so you can spray their body. And after you had a barrier on for the first day or so until the skin cells multiplied, you'd be spraying them with this special form of liposomal Mount Red Velvet so the stem cells would have the building blocks to rebuild your skin. Now, the interesting thing I found out about people don't start screaming until their skin grows back and the neurodermal complex is called an anger handscape. So no skin, no pain, okay? And the same way with a trauma victim. If a person has a crush injury in a car accident, you want to give them an intravenous version. So you drop a vial of this liposomal Mountain Red Velvet, and you put it in the intravenous, and it flushes right through to their target organs, whether it's a heart attack, a stroke, or a crush injury to a limb in a car accident, or a traumatic amputation where you re-sew the finger or the hand back on through microsurgery. And then the body says, oh, I can rebuild this. I got the building blocks. And this is where I think things are going to be going in the next few years. Even growing a limb in an artificial limb factory where we take out some of your tissues and want to grow a leg for a vet that had their leg blown off, you grow their leg and you have to have a constant infusion of Mountain Red Velvet intravenous into their artificial limb being grown or the 3D organ being printed. Because if you don't have the building blocks like in the placenta, you can't grow anything. The idea is you don't just supply sugar and energy to build an organ, you have to supply the biomolecules. It's just logical. It just makes total sense, even with Dr. Kevinson's research on heterochromatin proteins and non-heterochromatin peptides and how it regulates the gene activation. If you have these 396 biomolecules, your body says, hey, I can do this. That should be a tagline on the bottom of the bottle. Your body will say, hey, I can do this now.
Yeah.
It can't do it otherwise. I mean, I don't care how good your diet is. I don't care how many drugs you take, and even if you do a lot of other activities, you can need activated nutrients like our NutriMed line, which are very unique. Our NutriMed line are the only professional-grade multivitamin mineral and supplement line, herbal line, where the bioavailability is superior to anything else in the marketplace. But if you don't have the building blocks to rebuild your tissues, you know, people start taking Mountain Red Velvet and Collagen Max because they want to have better-looking hair, skin, and nails and not have wrinkles. But then they say, hey, I can see better. I'm remembering my grocery list. My heart failure is getting better. My legs aren't edematous now. My sexual hormones have come back to normal when a doctor tested my saliva, or I'm not having hot flashes, or, you know, my spine's not constantly aching, or I don't wake up in the morning after going and having weekend warrior time to go golfing 18 holes where I hurt like hell. You know, your recovery time is dramatically shortened. So that's what I want people to realize. Rescue yourself. I call, you know, people have a lifespan and a death span. You might live to be 70, but if your death span is from 35 on, that's not good. You're suffering all the way to your demise, where if you can move your death span up to the last 2 weeks before you croak, that's good.
Yeah, and it is. We've said so many times that it's not about duration. It's about quality. Or it's about both duration.
You'll get both. I honestly think with a combination of things like Mountain Red Velvet and the newer forms and other nutraceuticals and genetic engineering and even ability to fix genes and do full genome analysis, which we can do a lot of that now, like gene SNP analysis. I do that now with Prometheus and 23andMe, but we're going to soon have the full human genome under $100 for all 32,000 alleles in the next 2 to 5 years. What that means is that we're going to be able to start fixing people to the point where they're going to create a new them that they've never seen for many years. In other words, they're going to see that aging is bidirectional, and if you want to turn the sign around and go back toward your 20s and 30s in your 60s, you can do it with Mountain Red Velvet. Back in a minute with Campbell Kilgore.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Welcome back, and Campbell. So, where things are going in terms of healthcare is we're trying to resurrect an old system and make it affordable for people to have what I call old style 19th and 20th century interventionary medicine. There needs a transition where you can't just abandon people because people are going to make choices. For example, the Congressional Budget Office, CBO, decided that 11 million people by next year, even if they don't do anything, the Republicans, we'll just stop having insurance because there's no penalties anymore. Because they say, well, I'm not going to do that. I'll just arrive in emergency because of the COBRA laws. They got to take care of me anyway. And if I have a catastrophic problem, if you're over 65, you're automatically going to have Medicare. And if you're under, the hospital will just take care of you and write it off. So I think what we have is a situation where we have to give people options to have what we call ongoing care. But that also means responsibility. If you don't want to end up in the hands of doctors doing unnecessary surgery or treatments like cancer treatments, autoimmune disease, for example, the typical approach toward, let's say, your father-in-law's ankylosing spondylitis is to give him Humira or Enbrel or some other disease-modifying drug, non-steroidals, and in the past, things like gold salts and other drugs that can give you retinitis pigmentosa and ruin your eyes. Now, nowadays, you have alternatives. You have Mountain Red Velvet. You've got things like arthritics and Inflamex. You have the anti-inflammatory fatty acids like Omega Supreme Pro and Omega Krill. You have things that can actually fix your body so that the pain goes away because the problem goes away. And that's what's really exciting to me is that Mount Red Valve is one of these, what I call solution nutraceuticals. In fact, it's got a very ancient history. It was given specifically to the emperor to prolong his life so he can continue to govern, especially if he was a good emperor and he wasn't an idiot. They wanted to keep around, you know, his wise men around him say, yeah, we got to keep this guy around because he doesn't give us grief and the empire is stable. So I think that, you know, I want people to start getting more Mountain Red Velvet and realize integrated to whatever protocol. It doesn't matter if you just want better skin, hair, and nails, if you don't want your teeth to fall out of your head, if you want your heart failure to go back and your blood pressure and your blood vessels, if you got varicose veins, yes, you need diastasis and varying vein away and ultrasound B1 and things that stop peroxynitrate like gamma E plus. But if you start taking the right nutraceuticals and Mountain Red Velvet, your body's going to say, you know what? I can rebuild those varicose veins so they don't get worse. And if you do have some, you might need laser surgery. It's the least invasive surgery. And you won't develop new ones because your vessel walls won't be so weak because you're taking things like our Minerals Plus with zinc and copper. You're taking Collagen Max. You're taking Vein Away and Ultrasimon B1 for the transketolase enzyme. But the Mountain Red Velvet's there so you can rebuild those veins. You can make them not get weak so the valve leaflets don't work anymore. And then you have a vein that pops up bigger and bigger and then it clots. Once it clots and destroys the valve leaflet, you got a painful, enlarged, and ugly-looking, you know, subdermal venous varicosity. So your comments, Campbell, because I really think people, if they start intervening now, it's almost like what I call the twin experiment, you know, that special relativity predicts with Einstein. Two twins, one heads off into deep space and approaching light speed, and he comes back, you know, after 80 years. He's aged about 2 or 3 years, and his twin looks pretty decrepit. How about the approaching light speed is taking Mountain Red Velvet? In other words, it's another tagline: approach light speed, take Mountain Red Velvet. How's that?
Absolutely, and that's what this is all about. I mean, we started this journey, Dr. Bill, with a vision to give people access to an incredible natural product. And we've never waned from that. We're not a gigantic big company. We don't have hundreds and hundreds of products. This is about giving a gift from nature. I know that may sound rather trite, but that's exactly what it is. We saw in terms of watching, I remember the first time years ago I went out to the farm and the stags were in just beginning to produce this incredible material. I went back the next day and it had grown, and the next day and it had grown again. And we're talking here about an enormous mass of natural material being laid down in a 24-hour period. To be able to harness that, put it into a capsule, and be able to give that to people to supplement their life, to give them something advantageous, that's where we are, and that's what this is all about. So we believe absolutely, we have had too many stories from people who've said, we've taken your product, and gosh, it works. I feel great.
Oh, yeah. It makes a huge difference. If you add it to our other protocols, it's amazing. Campbell Stewart there. We'll get your next scheduled time. And we'll be back in a moment with Pam from Lumen Photon. Lowell Ponte is coming up in our financial third hour. Don't miss it. We'll be right back. So we have time. We have time next week. On the 20th at...
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Announcements of shows coming up this week. We have, of course, Carrot University tomorrow, first hour. Jonathan Gray will be back, and he has some very new, interesting things. We have Tex Mars on with his latest book. It's going to be a blockbuster. He'll be back for several visits to discuss that book. Leo Lyon-Zagami in Rome. And Joel Skousen will be back from World Affairs Brief. He's usually on at least once a month or so to give us a major update on what's going on with the Trump administration, with the government, and world issues, including the healthcare issue. Welcome back, Pam.
Hi. Good afternoon, Dr. Deagle.
Good afternoon. In the last half-hour segment, we talked with Campbell Kilgore from Mount Red Velvet. And I'm working putting the pieces together for assisting Dr. Ron Klatz and Dr. Bart Goldman of the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, putting together an idea of life extension centers, including a world center that we want to build. And our conception is we want to combine a series of technologies that reproduces circumstances that allows you to rebuild your body. Now, I'm going to give some what I call latter 21st century technology that most people don't realize that my research is pointing toward, but we're getting there. And in the next 5 to 20 years, we'll probably conquer with our 820,000+ health professionals, PhDs, and natural functional medicine doctors just in the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. Then we've got about 3,000 environmental doctors and around 15,000 to 20,000 American College for Advancement of Medicine docs around the planet. And there's many doctors around the world who are doing research, some of them actually in military divisions like in Russian Academy of Sciences, Dr. Cavinson, working on heterochromatin peptides that regulate cell regeneration. I'm going to describe the body in ways that people may or may not understand. The human person is a multidimensional being. We have a physical body, and we have a spirit body, if you want to call it, or higher dimensional body, that's connected through what's called a cord of living waters. It looks like, if you're going down the tunnel of light toward the afterlife, it looks like a neon cord. It's connected to the pineal gland, and there's basal nuclei in the base of your brain that actually generate infrared light signals. Those infrared light signals are informational harmonic resonant frequencies that the basal nuclei generate that tell your organs, like your liver and your kidneys, to still be livers and kidneys. So if you take those organs out of people, they stop having the epigenetic stimuli to tell them to continue being a liver or kidneys. Isn't that interesting? Now, the way that those frequencies are transmitted along the tissues is through the proline side groups of collagen. Collagen is what you call the infrared backbone of the body, the fascia. Also, the myelinated and non-myelinated nerve fiber tracts from your central nervous system. So those two pathways, which is collagen and the central nervous system and peripheral nervous system transmission pathways, literally interdigitate with the specific cell membranes. And the membrane I like to refer to as MEM-BRAIN. It turns out the membranes are talking to each other in infrared light. So if you could actually kind of tap in almost like, let's say, the cellular CIA, let's pretend we call the cellular Vault 7 guys, and we're working for the Intel agency tapping into your cells, okay, just to be a little sarcastic here. And we're going to think that your let's say your brain cells in your frontal lobe is the Trump astrocytes. So we're going to tap into the Trump astrocytes and into his servers, okay? Just to be funny. Now, when you tap into the frontal lobe cells, those frontal lobe cells, to be able to do your executive functions, literally are connected to each other. Now, how do you think memories are recorded in every living thing? They're recorded in three things. Number one, they're recorded in scalar infrared signals, whether it's a bacteria or another organism, even viruses. Most people don't realize it. That reverse transcriptase and enzymes that actually take RNA and make DNA, they all work through harmonic resonance and quantum mechanics. And there's a thing called quantum entanglement. You've probably heard about that before, quantum entanglement, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And in quantum entanglement, if you actually use quantum theory, you can separate a photon and separate them on either side of the Milky Way galaxy, separated by 100,000 light years. 100,000 light years, that's a long distance.
Yeah.
And if you affect a photon on one side, it actually entangles with the other because on a higher dimensional plane, the two are not separated. Isn't that interesting?
It is.
Now, the reason why I say that is in the cells of your body, including your central nervous system, there's three layers of memory. The first memory is what's called virtual, which is infrared light hitting your cell membranes, opening and closing ion channels and determining whether molecules get across. And it also, those frequencies actually talk to your DNA, and they talk through peptides, microsomes, and messenger RNA. And the microsomes and messenger RNA actually switch on and off genes, and they regulate a thing called the histone proteins and methylation pathways that either cover or uncover DNA to make messenger RNA. So your DNA is almost like a passive memory core. The actual brain of your cell is your membranes. And the membranes talk to each other in infrared light. Now, this is how you see I'm kind of getting toward lumen photon. Mm-hmm. Think of every single cell and organ in your body has an ontogeny. In other words, there's a cell type. So when the fetus is being developed and you've got the notochord and it folds over and forms the spinal cord and so on, the skin and the nervous system is in what's called tissue type 1. And tissue type 1 is called neuroectoderm, which means it's skin and nervous system, both central and peripheral, all come from the same initial cell types. stem cell differentiation. The second are internal organs. Kidneys, brain, heart, whatever internal organs, guts, liver. They're all the second type. And each of them has a specific carrier frequency, almost like a TV or radio station that's frequency modulated. So in other words, the frequency of those base organs has a frequency which Dr. Nogier, who was interested because he's like me, he was what's called a functional medicine empath. So he knew empathically what the frequencies were, and he actually extracted them using technology to identify the carrier frequencies of different organ tissue types. And the third tissue type are endocrine, thyroid, parathyroid, adrenal glands, sexual organs, etc. So in other words, all the glandular organs in your body are doing a higher frequency. So lower frequencies of higher energy, like with 0 and 1, you know, 1 and 2, and 3 is neuroectoderm, and then you get up to 6 and 7, and these tend to be anti-inflammatory. They tend to damp down cytokines. They tend to calm things down. They tend to be parasympathetic. In other words, you look at frequency number 1 and 2, they're sympathetic dominant, they stimulate, and frequency number 6 and 7 are primarily we call parasympathetic. Now, what I'm doing is I'm working on creating what's called harmonic resonant frequencies, and we can generate frequencies based on mineral content, which I have frequencies, we create a sound. And I use my assistance with my friend Jim Garcia to actually generate harmonic resonant frequencies for each of the minerals. And I actually have a table here of the frequencies right in front of me for one of my colleagues doing research on this with Linus Pauling. So boron, for example, has a frequency of 16.112037 hertz. Lithium has a frequency of 10.3453883 hertz. Magnesium has a frequency of 36.225999 hertz. So those frequencies basically are like the black keys on a keyboard that when they strike the cell membrane, they tell the cell to turn on genes for those zinc metalloenzymes or magnesium metalloenzymes or whatever. In other words, the minerals determine which genes are turned on to which gene complexes. We call the mineral-based operons. So when you're using an illumined photon, you're actually telling the cell to increase what's called a signal-to-noise ratio. You're actually telling the cell, let's get more signal in, let's turn on these genes, let's reduce cytokine levels, which improve perfusion, let's raise the oxidative level of the cell, let's raise the pH of the tissues almost instantly. That's why when you put the lumen pad over the kidneys, your C-reactor protein and Pi-1 levels drop. That's been done in studies at the university. If you put it over the teeth and you put it over the NICO frequency, which is a combination of frequencies, the bone regenerates and the cavitations and the pockets around the teeth disappear. Now, bone, membranous bone doesn't get less dense. It just fills in the holes. So, for example, if someone is older and they're getting membranous resorption of their skull gets thinner and thinner, so you can kind of tap on their skull and it'll crack.
Oh, my.
So in other words, the bone doesn't get less dense. It gets thinner like an eggshell. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, if you're a young, healthy person, you got a skull like a bowl, it's really thick, and it has enough collagen in it because 42% of the dry weight of even your cancellous bones is collagen. Now, if you have the building blocks, like our mountain red velvet, and then if you have the light frequencies, lumen photon, your body says, hey, Dr. Deagle told me to take, let's say, bone generator, which is calcium, magnesium, hydroxyapatite, silico, boron, and manganese, and growth hormones, as well as the type 29 collagen subunits, and then take micelle D3, myco D2, and full vitamin K2, and collagen max, mountain red velvet, and the procollagen, what's called Her Majesty's Royal Jelly, which stimulates procollagen generation. Now, you slap the lumen pad over the areas where your DEXA bone scan says you're screwed and tattooed because your L4 vertebrae and your back and your ribs are screwed up, and your surgical neck of your right hip is weak enough that it's going to crack and break if you fall down the stairs. Now, if you slap the lumen pad on, the amount of increased circulation and the signal-to-noise ratio says, hey, let's build some bone today. So those nutrients you took, including the mountain red velvet, get down to the bone, and the light therapy tells the cell membrane, M-E-M-B-R-A-I-N, not M-E-M-B-R-A-N-E, the membrane, the brain of your cells, and it says, okay, Pam talked to Dr. Deagle years ago, and Dr. Deagle recommended this machine, which I can literally slap on this light Band-Aid, and it's going to help stimulate my gums to heal and my teeth to regenerate so they don't fall out of my head. And it's going to help my bones regenerate. And if I slap it over my chronic lung disease, it's going to reduce the cytokine level in my lung tissue besides taking Nutrisilver and cell detox glutathione and inhalation therapy and so on. And now the lumen pad is giving you light therapy to talk to your cells to to literally raise the pH to alkalinity, increase the ATP and NADH levels, reduce the cytokines, improve the perfusion, and tell those stem cells, hey, get off the freeway. Now you're going to be gassed up with light. Let's go do this job. And the building blocks are sitting there because Dr. Deagle recommended them. So that's how the body works. Now, you have a light body. If you do a digital photograph of someone, it's one of the best ways to determine if somebody's healthy or not. You've heard of a process called Kirlian photography too, right?
Yes.
Now, if you look at a Kirlian photograph, and anybody who's really what we call powerful, what's called empath, they can see Kirlian photographic, shimmering light around anybody. I can't. I mean, it's easy. Easy sneezy. Mm-hmm. If you see someone who's really good at acupuncture in Oriental medicine, the only ones that masters will train are actually those that can see infrared light, which means they have to have a higher frequency of their frontal lobes, we call the high alpha frequencies, because you can't see infrared light unless you have high alpha. It's not possible. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it is.
And
really,
those people who are trained to actually be master acupuncturists, or even Shaolin monks, or even martial arts masters, if you can't see the lighter energy body, you can't learn the highest levels of the martial arts. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're all energetic. They're not how strong you are, or fast you are, or how balanced you are. You have to be able to see the energetics of your opponent, or you can't possibly battle them. Okay? Interesting.
Makes sense.
Now, the same with disease. Every disease, for example, I started doing research, and I like asking what I call childlike questions. So one of my first questions when I started working with Dr. John Woodbury back in 1974, as a medical student working on his rheumatology laboratory, and he dumped 26,000 cases for me on Hollerith cards to look at their data, convert them to Hollerith cards, and do a multilinear regression analysis of their data in the lab, and also work in a synovial analysis lab and determine why someone will get, say, rheumatoid arthritis that's tearing the hell out of their right knee, but their left knee is perfectly fine. And one of the first things I said, well, there must be something to do with a permissive process, most likely with the central or peripheral nervous system. And I discovered that there's always dysautonomia associated with any illness, including cancer. And the best way to see dysautonomia is a digital thermogram, which is infrared light again. So if you want to see someone with a chronic pain syndrome, it's not going to be looking at them with a CT scan, because a lot of people have very bad pathology. They have no pain. The people that have pain have dysautonomia, and they have abnormal circuits maintaining a pain syndrome. And the best way to look at that is their digital thermography and their A-delta and C-fiber nerve scan, which I developed with Dr. Jim Hedgecock. And he had a non-objective means, which I added potentiometry or EMG in the late 90s. So it became the first and only objective way of mapping of pain on Earth. Is my technology with Dr. Hedgecock. So I'm going to publish this year my theories of pain, which are completely different from all the other doctors on the planet. My theories about aging and disease are all based on application of quantum physics to the human biological systems and all life forms, whether they're here on planet Earth or elsewhere, or even based on non-carbon-based systems. So in other words, these principles apply to any molecular system of reproductive life anywhere in the universe. The same principles apply. Interesting, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason why this is important is because we're destroying the biology of the planet with radiotoxins, toxic chemicals like glyphosate that attach to body proteins. Now, when you turn off inflammation, it's a big deal. For example, did you know that the only people that develop Alzheimer's disease eat bread? And the reason is there's a gliadin fraction of wheat gluten that's identical to the S100 protein that forms neurofibrillar tangles and causes astrocyte death in people with Alzheimer's. Now, when you attach glyphosates to it, and you have amplification of the allergenicity, the T lymphocytes then go through and attack those particular brain cells that have an identical protein called immune homology, but they're amplified in immunogenicity by millions of times by adding a toxin. Now, why is this important? It's because if you stick a cell phone at the side of your head and you increase the immunogenicity of brain proteins and eye proteins and so on, or you're near a Wi-Fi network and it scrambles your cellular communications, you need a reset. Now, that best reset, believe it or not, is a lumen photon. I call it a cellular eraser. It's like taking, let's put it this way. If you walked into a classroom and everybody and all the kids had pieces of chalk and they're going up to the board and writing whatever the hell they wanted to, the teacher was gone for an hour because she had an emergency, you come back and you couldn't make out what the heck was on the board. So you had to go back with telling the front row kids, you get up here with your erasers and start erasing all the stuff on the board because the teacher needs to teach. Well, the same thing goes in the body. If you're in a Wi-Fi network, they discovered that mice cannot even learn if you have a strong Wi-Fi signal. So private schools in Europe and elsewhere are outlawing Wi-Fi networks because the third stage of learning is microtubules, which is solid-state, non-localized memory recorded in biomolecules in your brain. It's not synapses. It's not facilitated pathways. The first stage is a virtual frequency, what's called harmonic resonant pattern. The second piece is what's called facilitated pathways, and the third is what's called microtubules, which every living thing records in every cell in the central nervous system can reproduce harmonic resonant patterns. They can make images appear, sounds appear, and previous experiences like smells appear. Interesting, eh? So it's all solid-state memory, and each of these biomolecules is quantumly entangled. So you literally could take a molecular extract from someone that learns a language and transfer that to someone else, to their astrocytes, and they would learn the language. Is it interesting or what?
It is very.
Now, the same thing in disease. Without a harmonic resonant pattern, you can't have any illness, cancer or otherwise. That's why Lumen is so important, even fighting cancer. Interesting, eh?
Mm-hmm. I hope you're going to transcribe that section.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the SLED Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Cancellation day. Yes, the big idea. adios is just a few hours away. It's last call to do your shopping at the last mall. You need the tools for survival and the medicine for the blues. A sweet treat and surprises.
You mentioned on the break that maybe somebody should transcribe this. I'm going to put out actually a number of videos. I'm putting together a major lecture. We had some screw-ups with some of the staff to get me speaking at the Las Vegas Conference for Anti-Aging Medicine in Las Vegas for all the doctors in the world. I can still hear the bumper in the background there. I don't know why. Let's see. We can take Donald Fagan off and let Dr. Deagle speak.
Okay.
Where is Donald Fagan? Donald, you can go and take a break here. We'll talk to you later. Okay, there you go. I see you later, Donald. A lot of people want to figure out, well, how do I figure out where Deagle is? In fact, I'll have people sometimes listen to me for years. If they go and blog me on the inner, I call the sewer net. Because sometimes good things float down the sewer, even like a little box of gold with jewels inside and so on. But it's a sewer, okay? There's fecal matter, there's urine, there's all kinds of lies, there's horrifying things in their dead bodies floating down the sewer net. And if you believe the sewer net, and all the garbage out there, as they say, I got a bridge to sell you on the moon. Forget it, okay? Now, when people listen to the show, and again, I have regular people and celebrities that are so in our patient customers and doctors all over the world. And like I just had read off earlier, a gentleman who actually listened live to the show about Ukraine, about what we're talking about with Harley Schlanger in Berlin. You need to understand, I'm at the cutting edge of a lot of technologies that there are virtually only like a dozen or so of us on the entire planet in history that are at my level. Now, I'm not saying this to be arrogant. I'm saying this that we're giving you technology like Lumen that's available right now. So if you've got osteoporotic bones, if you've got a chronic retinitis pigmentosa, if you want your stem cell peptides and your other nutraceuticals to regenerate your eyes and your vision, if you want to recover from post-radiation necrosis of spinal cord or nerve roots, and you want to take our nutraceuticals and peptides and everything else, you need to get a Lumen pad. It's so easy, and there's nothing else. You don't have to buy new pads every week, and you got to replace them and tear them off and throw them in the garbage. No. As long as you keep them clean and don't pull the wires out, I used to tell people put a little extra glue so the wires don't pull. These things are good for, like, forever. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of hours of life. If you just don't abuse it, these little guys are, like, they're amazing. Now, I want to do a little tweak of it. I'd like to have a 3.5 little jack so I could put frequencies in the on phase of the lights. I want to embed some frequencies that are harmonically resonantly therapeutic. Some of these frequencies are going to deal with mineral frequencies of particular illnesses or nuclearizing frequencies from a database we're going to build. So if we know that you have rheumatoid, we can actually send a reversing frequency that'll turn off the ability of your disease to even manifest in different organs. So get a Lumen pad today. They're configured for any shape and body. They got boot shape. They got ones for your eyeballs. They got ones to cover your teeth and your sinuses. I have a dual 264, and in my bedroom a smaller one. These are fantastic devices. I mean, I had a virus, and I call it pretzel virus, here a week or so ago. And you can put your gel pack on and put the Lumen on top of it, and the light will go right through the gel pack. So while your skin's getting cooled, you're getting light therapy to turn off your pain and heal your tissues. It's simply amazing. If you don't have one now, every home, every car, every health provider, every veterinarian needs a Lumen Photon. You're going to have happy pets, too. Thank you, Pam Steery. There, we'll get you rebooked. And
okay.
A minute for hours or more.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com.
That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.